Hello, everybody. I'm David Frangioni, Modern Drummer's publisher and CEO, here with Billy Amendola. And what an exciting surprise pop-up podcast we have today to announce an incredible contest with For King and Country. And the guys from For King and Country are here. So let's welcome them now to the Modern Drummer podcast.
It's great to be
here. Yes, I appreciate it. It's Billy here. And I just want to say the same thing as David. Thank you so much for taking the time, because I know you guys are on a little tour, which is a drummer drive-in tour, right?
That's right. Yeah, we've been, how many days? 22
or 24.
22,
like that.
A drummer boy drive-in concert tour, which if you had told us 6 months ago that we'd be doing drive-in dates at Christmas time, we would have said that you're all liars. So it's been a unique twist to 2020, but at the same time, it's been kind of cool because it has brought a little bit of, I think, normalcy to a few people's lives that come to the shows. Because I think everybody at Christmas time, they want to make some memories. And this too has been able to do some of that. So it's been, we're honored to be able to, one of the few real touring, you know, organizations or, you know, artists that have actually been able to tour. And so we're grateful for it.
That is fantastic. Can you introduce everyone to us?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we'll let you do the honors for yourself, respectively.
Percussion.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Jones, and I'm one of the multi-instrumentalists, drummer, whatever they tell me to play, I usually play.
Usually.
Yeah. Does a lot of auxiliary work. And one of the cool things, Billy, about this Christmas project, too, A Drummer Boy Christmas, is that we all played on the project together. There's eight of us in totality. Daniel and Teddy really represent the kind of the drum section, more auxiliary and perk, like you said. But I'm Joel Smallbone. I'm officially one half of For King and Country as front men are concerned.
I'm Luke.
I'm Teddy Bolt. I play drums.
Well, you know, what I love about the band is very drummer oriented. Yeah. And, you know, the drums kind of drive the songs. And you know, the ballad was the first song that I heard, the ballad that you have out, God Only Knows, with Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton, but I like your version because it's a little bit heavier.
don't tell Dolly, we apologize.
Dolly, I love you, but I love it. It's a great song. So
that Dolly has been such an incredible gateway for us as a band. Just we lived in Nashville, Tennessee most of our life. We moved straight from Australia to Nashville, and so we've been sort of around the country community. We've written with a lot, God Only Knows was written with two country writers, but it wasn't until last year with Dolly that she sort of very graciously ushered us through this sort of country music threshold. Performed at the CMAs, performed at CMA Country Christmas, performed Drummer Boy at CMA Country Christmas. And it's been incredible to see all these opportunities, this being one of them, our connection with you all, come from the wonderful Dolly Parton and her kindness to us.
So what made you do Little Drummer Boy? Because that was released last year, correct?
Well, and actually, if you go back quite a number of years, when Joel and I released our first album in 2012.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
We did something kind of crazy where they'd schedule a Christmas tour for us the same year that we released an album. Well, obviously, we didn't have a Christmas project. We didn't have any Christmas songs. And so we kind of shoved the whole band into a factory to do some rehearsals. And it was literally, I think we had 3 days, 2 or 3 days.
We had 2 days.
And it was come up with a Christmas program, come up with a Christmas show. In 2 days, and so we were just flying through Christmas renditions. I mean, literally, the moment that we had a version of O Come O Come Emmanuel, we moved on to another song, and eventually we came to Drummer Boy. And the whole idea with Drummer Boy literally was, hey, we use a lot of drums, we should just do the song Drummer Boy. Didn't really think that much about it. Yeah. Came up with this rendition of Drummer Boy, didn't think that much about it either. And it just was kind of a natural progression. And we go out and do the tour, and everybody's talking about this song, you know, The Little Drummer Boy. And so, you know, fast forward a little bit, we kind of realized, well, maybe we're onto something with this Drummer Boy thing. And went and recorded it a couple years later. And we play The Little Drummer Boy all year round, because I'm pretty sure that audiences will stone us if we don't play it, because they wait in anticipation for us to play.
Really, this is when you know you've made it. Dave and Billy, is when you, I'm going through TSA, because it really took off, to your point, Billy, it really took off last year when we played the CMA Country Christmas. It was on ABC.
I remember that.
We're going through TSA, and the TSA agent looks at me and goes, "Hey, you're the drummer boy guy, right?" No for King and Country, no artist. I'm officially the drummer boy guy.
Right. Because you were up, and you play drums as well, correct?
I'm the worst. No, I don't think you, these three drums, I play a concert drum and fake my way through it.
He plays the biggest drum.
He has the biggest drum,
okay.
On the 2 and 4.
Yeah. So now on the record, you guys play drums and percussion on the record as well? That's
all cool. All of it.
Nice.
Compton drums, steel, I mean, you name it.
Rototoms.
Right.
It's like a seven set of rototoms, which is, that's very dear to my heart, is the rototoms.
Yeah, well, the sound is very tribal, and the drums are a big part of the sound, which obviously grabbed our attention. And we wanted to, right off the bat, when Sean called to introduce me to you guys, I only knew that ballad. Unfortunately, I don't want to say I've been a fan of the band forever, but now I think you're probably definitely one of my favorite bands, because I've been doing research and listening to some of this stuff over the years. So,
hey, Billy, we're pulling that quote. We're pulling that quote right there.
Well, it's true, because usually when we do interviews, you know, we get letters from people who they want us to interview, and then I know so many people, so people always say, "Oh, you say all these great things about these people because they're your friends." We're not friends yet, and I'm telling everybody, this is a great, great band, so everybody's got to check them out.
New Yorker right there.
Hey, you know, man, it means it.
We're in the process of being friends, aren't we, Billy?
Yes. Hopefully this is going to be a long-term thing for all of us.
I can tell you that Modern Drummer loves For King and Country. We are huge fans of you guys. And the integration with drums and the music and the whole, the songs are great. The arrangements are great. Of course, Drummer Boy, I mean, it doesn't get any more on point for Modern Drummer's Lane. And you guys, we love the video. Great job on the video. Your brother did the video, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Family affair. Our brother Ben is a filmmaker. By the way, David, I could do a Tom Cruise and stand on my chair and grab Oprah Winfrey's hands with your kind comments there. We partnered with our brother Ben kind of since the beginning of the band as well. He's done all our music videos. We did a feature film with Roadside Attractions a couple of years ago that kind of circled around human trafficking relief. But Drummer Boy was kind of a culmination, because we've had this kind of version floating around for most of our career. And last year, as you mentioned, Billy, was really the year that the lens really focused on Drummer Boy. And we thought, man, we should do a full-length record and have the namesake, Drummer Boy Christmas. So when it came to the music video, we were like, hey, we've really got to kind of up the ante. We've done music videos in Iceland and the Salt Flats and around the world, but this was one that we really needed to think through. And it kind of came together in this sort of magical way, where for the first time, all of us as eight guys were able to be depicted in a music video, predominantly with drums. You had a field snare that's probably 70 years old, and Lynch had the concert drum and sleigh bells.
Holding it down.
And the ox tom, and all kind of represented the rhythmic side of the band in that culmination of the music video. So that was really fun.
That's cool. Teddy, how did you hook up with the guys?
Man, I was playing for another band, I don't know, 5 years ago? Yeah. And we did a tour together, and they had this moment where the entire band goes out into the crowd. And I was always jealous of the moment, because the band I was in, I wanted to do the same thing, but it just wouldn't work out. So they're like, hey, man, we really need somebody on the kit, you know, when we're all out in the crowd. It was an arena tour, and they were on road cases, right? Throughout. And it was an awesome moment. And so they asked me to play the one song, and kind of became buds for I mean, it was a long tour.
It was a 40 day arena tour around America.
It was a long tour, so you kind of, you know, hold on to each other for tours like that, try and stay sane. And almost, I was no longer with that band, and I ran into the now MD of For King and Country in a Walmart parking lot. I don't give Walmart a lot of credit for a lot of things, but our friendship was rekindled in the Walmart parking lot, and the rest is history, I guess.
As they say.
That's fantastic. Now, so recording wise, like going into to record the drums, like what's the process of you guys going into record the drums?
It's interesting, this record, because we actually recorded it right in the middle of quarantine, right in the middle of the riots in George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and so on. And so we were very cautious, first of all. We are fortunate, Curb Records, the label we're with, they have a handful of studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. And one in particular has a division of rooms where we basically could put different members in different parts of the studio. I think we had 5 rooms, I think. Like, you were in an auxiliary room. Mm-hmm. So we were able to separate all of the band into these different rooms. And we literally unloaded, Billy, all of our road equipment. Every kit, every concert drum, every timpani, you know, the rototoms, the whole thing, into the studio. And we just had, I mean, it was like a bad version of Guitar Center. We just had, you know, I hope I can mention them on here, but we have a you know, all of these instruments, and we would just, it was really fun. We went in for a week and we just would pick different pieces for different, you know, moments on the record. We had the beautiful SSL board that everything was running through, so it was very kind of honest and organic. We've never made a record this way before. It's the most drum-centric record, obviously, because of the namesake, but the most drum-centric record we've ever done. Also, the most live instruments represented on any record we've ever done. So it was quite a fun experience. And then it got piped over to Copenhagen for a string orchestration with a guy named Davida, who's worked with incredible artists, and then over to LA for brass, and then to London for mixing, and then to New York for mastering. So it was a worldwide record before it was even released.
Wow. But this seems to be the new world.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And the fact that you guys were out and able to do some of those shows at the drive-ins, like you said, you know, if somebody told you 20 years ago, yeah, you're going to play drive-ins after you're really famous.
And be one of the only bands in the world that is actually playing shows. That's what we turned to our tour manager, Chico, who's just on the other side of the camera. We said to him, man, do you realize that you're one of the only tour managers in the world that's actually managing right now? You know?
That's working. Yeah,
that's right.
When we were setting this up, and Sean said, well, I have to find out where the guys are going to be because they're on tour. I was like, what?
Yeah.
It's really great that you can do it. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. So the contest now, we're going to be running the contest with you guys on Modern Drummer. We're honored to do that with you guys. So the contest that we're running, I believe, goes till December 31st. So thank you guys for doing that with us. And we love it. You know, what can I say? William F. Ludwig, he's sponsoring this, and he's going to give away a snare drum, and you guys are going to give away some signed items and some goodies. And then we're going to get you guys back, and we're going to pick a winner. I think it's going to be 4 videos, and then we're going to pick a winner. And then after that, we're going to get you guys back when you get a little time. And if you want to, we're going to get you back for a real podcast, because this is going to be a pop-up podcast that every once in a while we're going to just, for a special occasion, just throw up as soon as we can. So if you guys ever want to come back, you're always welcome. Please be safe out on the road. Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And is there anything else you'd like to say to our fans and readers before we take off?
Well, coming from the kid who got a Yamaha Stage Custom kit when I was 12 years old from Santa. You know, I played drums in my basement for years, I didn't even get to play in bands. To think that I'm talking to you guys about drums is a real thrill for us. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the best to you.
Well, my new favorite band, everybody, King and Country, check them out. Don't Little Drummer Boy, of course, but check out their whole catalog. They've won 4 Grammys. They have over 1 billion streams on their songs. I'm a fan, and I thank you guys for taking the time to do this, and I can't wait to get you guys back. So thank you.
Billy, just Modern Drummer, thanks for King and Country for this pop-up podcast. Everyone, check out this incredible contest. This is really exciting. Thank you for King and Country.